Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us, as always, as we continue our study of creation and science of Islam. Today we will be studying the creation of Adam. So I will be using my own book, Exposing the Truth About the Quran, The Revelation of Error, as we will be studying together chapter 2. The Quran first mentioned Adam in chapter 2, verses 30 through 39. We also read about Adam in many other locations in the Quran, as it is in Quran chapter 3, verses 33 and 34, and 59, Quran chapter 4, verse 1, Quran chapter 5, verses 27 through 32, Quran chapter 7, verses 11 through 35, and 172 and 189, Quran chapter 15, verses 26 through 44, Quran chapter 17, verses 61 through 70, Quran chapter 18 and verse 50, Quran chapter 19, verse 58, Quran chapter 20, verse 55, and 115 through 126, Quran chapter 36, verse 60, Quran chapter 38, verses 67 through 88, Quran chapter 49, verse 13, and finally Quran chapter 50, verse 50. Notice now that the story of Adam is repeated throughout the Quran. And you may think by reading all these verses, you know the entire story of Adam. But that's not true. The more you read in the Quran about Adam, the more you will get confused. For even when we collected all these verses in chapter 2 in my new book, we could not find the entire story or some of the most important part of the story of Adam, as it is written in the Genesis account. But actually, we saw that there are so many contradictions and nonsense. Yes, indeed, you heard me right. Nonsense, the fairy tales of Allah and Muhammad, as we will see throughout our study. Now, I would like to read to you what Allah stated in Quran chapter 2 in verses 30 through 39. For there Allah said, "And when your Lord said to the angels, 'Surely I am placing on earth a Khalifa.'" And the word Khalifa here is actually non-Arabic word from Berber Syriac origin, which means viceroy. "They said," and these are the angels speaking back to Allah, "Will you place in it who will vandalize in it and shed the blood?" And while we nusabbih, another non-Arabic word from Aramaic Hebrew Syriac origin, which means praise, "while we praise with your praise and extol your holiness," he said, that's Allah, "surely I know what you do not know." And he, that is Allah, taught Adam all the names and then set them before the angels. So he said, "Inform me of the names of these if you were truthful." They said, "Praise be to you. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. Surely you are the knowing, the wise." In verse 33, he said, that's Allah, "O Adam, inform them of their names." So when he informs them of their names, he said, that's Allah speaking to the angels, "Did I not say to you that I surely know the unseen of the heavens and of the earth, and I know what you reveal and what you were hiding?" While reading this passage, you probably noticed the scattered style of writing, which is prevalent throughout the Quran, as it addresses a hodgepodge of topics. There is not one portion of the revelation in which Muhammad claimed to receive a revelation from Angel Jibril on one specific story, except for Quran chapter 12, where Muhammad wrote exclusively about Joseph. The other stories were scattered throughout the book, and contain somewhat different information. Muhammad's style of writing, a story, can be identified as one of three different methods. First, he mentioned the name of someone whom he claimed to be a prophet, and you see this name spread all over the Quran without any details. The second method which Muhammad used in his writing of the Quran was the name of an alleged prophet, while be mentioned along with 1 to 4 verses providing only limited information. And that is what I call the short story style of Muhammad throughout the Quran. As for the third method Muhammad used in making the stories of the Quran is to include 10 or more verses with the name, but still an incomplete story. This third method is what I refer to as the long story. And you can see these three methods throughout the Quran. In Quran chapter 2 verse 30, Allah, speaking to the angels, stated that He is about to create a Khalifa, which is a viceroy. Why was Allah informing His angels of this matter? Was He asking permission? In response, the angels asked Allah a question which indicated that they were knowledgeable of the future. For in verse 30 we read, "Will you place in it who will vandalize in it and shed the blood? And while we praise with your praise and extol your holiness?" This is a very strange conversation which took place between Allah and His angels. How did the angels know that Adam will shed blood? How did the angels even know that Adam or his descendant will have blood in their bodies? How did the angels know that Adam or his descendant will vandalize on the earth? These questions, if Muslims ponder, they will come to the conclusion that angels know the future. Notice that there was not any creation of any human before Adam. Therefore, whatever Allah is about to create, no one else knows except Allah Himself. But from this statement of the angels, not only they know exactly what Allah is about to create, but they also know what is the future of those whom Allah will create. Now I'd like to talk to you about the creation of Adam. You see, the creation of Adam in the Bible is very clear. God told us exactly how He created him, and what time He created him, and from what he was created, and how he will even be returning to that which was he created from, that is, from dust to dust. But in the Quran, we do not know anything about the creation of Adam. How did Allah create Adam? And where Allah created Adam? Where did Adam live before and after the fall? So many questions we will be discussing as we go in our study. For example, here we ask the question, how did Allah create Adam? What condition was he in? How did it all begin? Muhammad taught that Adam and his wife, which by the way, her name was never mentioned anywhere in the Quran, were created in heaven, which is a direct contradiction to what is written in the Bible. For the Bible clearly taught that Adam and Eve were created here on earth in the Garden of Eden. And if you want to know exactly where was the Garden of Eden, it's very simple. It is in the country of Iraq. And the description of the Garden of Eden in the Bible with the rivers which ran through the Garden of Eden has assured us that is exactly where Adam and Eve lived before the fall. Muhammad taught that Allah sent his angel, Jibril, to bring to him some of the dirt of the earth. But when he was about to reach out to the earth to take some of its dirt, the earth said, did you notice what I just said? The earth said, the earth spoke to angel Jibril. And the earth said, I seek refuge from Allah, that you may not shame me by reducing me by taking some of my dirt. As if these few dust which angel Jibril would be taken from the earth is a big deal for the size of the earth. And what shame could come to the earth if the wind lifts up more of this dust to fly in the air? How can Muslim read these words, which is taught by Muhammad, and believe in it as if it is true and it took place at the time of the creation of Adam? And because the earth refused to give its dirt to Angel Jibreel, Angel Jibreel left earth and went back to heaven empty-handed, or may I say, empty wings.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
Allah then sent another angel, that is Angel Mikael, and the same thing happened. The earth spoke to Angel Mikael and said, "You cannot take any of my dirt. Why do you want to bring shame on me?" But then Allah sent the angel of death. The earth spoke to him and said, "I seek the refuge of Allah." But the angel of death said, "I also seek the refuge of Allah, and I will not disobey Allah's command." Which means that Angel Jibreel and Angel Mikael disobeyed Allah when they did not bring dirt from the earth back to Allah in heaven. But here, the angel of death took out of the earth three piles of dirt, red, white, and black, which he took back to heaven. Allah took this dirt and mixed it together until it became mud and left it a while, until it became clay. Then he shaped it and left it again until it became potter's clay. As it is written in Quran chapter 55 verse 14, when Allah there said, "He created the human from clay like the fukhar." And the word fukhar here is actually another non-Arabic word from a Syriac origin, which means potter's clay. Did you notice here? When Allah sent the first angel, that is Angel Jibreel, he could not bring dirt to heaven. Then Allah sent the second angel, which Angel Mikael, and he also could not bring any dirt. Then Allah sent the angel of death from heaven to earth, and he was able to bring this three different colors of dirt to Allah, the white and the black and the red. Now we ask the question, did Allah know the future? Did Allah know that the first two angels will not bring dirt to him? Why didn't Allah send the angel of death directly in the first time, if Allah is all-knower, as it is written throughout the Quran? This is just a simple question for our dear Muslim friend to think about. Then Allah created Adam by his hand, so that Satan would not be proud. I do not know what did Muhammad or his scholars mean by that. Allah created Adam by his hand so Satan will not be proud. Well, Ibn Kathir, that is one of the top great Muslim scholars, stated that Allah made him a human and he became flesh from clay. Allah began on Friday and 40 days later the angels walked by him. That is Adam's body. They were scared of him and Satan was the most frightened one. Satan walked by Adam and hit him, and his body made the sound of potter's clay. Then Satan said, I will go through what you create. Satan entered Adam's mouth, and he came out of him from his buttocks. That is, Satan came out of Adam's rectum. Then Satan said to the angels, do not be afraid of this. Your Allah is absolute, and this one, he meant Adam, is empty. If I were asked to go against him, I would demolish him. Notice here the contradiction between what we're studying right now and what we have studied earlier. Remember when we talked about the creation of the heaven and the earth, and we discovered that Allah in the Quran mentioned two different numbers, which is 6 days or 8 days, and how Muhammad himself come up with his number, which is 7 days of creation. But here in the creation of Adam, who is one of all the things which Allah had created, he himself was not a complete creation for 40 days. He lay down from the first Friday when Allah made him as mud and clay, and until this moment, Allah still have not finished with the creation of Adam 40 days later. Now we ask a question, what is the true number for the days of the creation? Was it 6 days or 8 days as Allah stated in the Quran? Or was it 7 days as Muhammad stated in the Hadith? Or was it 46, 47 or 48 days? As we are looking here at the creation of Adam, what is the true number of the days of the creation? And I guarantee you, the answer of Muslim scholars will be Allah knows best. And that is the internal contradiction to prove that the entire story of the creation, as stated in Islam, is a fairy tale. After that, Bukhari, who is another great scholar, wrote that Allah breathed into Adam from his spirit, first through his gills. Since man does not have gills, perhaps the writer meant his nostrils, as it is written in the Bible. When Adam sneezed, the angels told him to say, praise to Allah. So Adam said, praise to Allah. Allah then said, your Lord forgave you. Now let me share with you one of the great evidence, the scientific evidence, that the story of the creation of Adam is true, is exactly what Muslims said concerning the colors of the dirt which Allah used to create Adam. Here is what Bukhari declared. Because Adam was made from different colors of dirt, the sons of Adam were also different colors. Some were red, some were black, and some were white. Bukhari also stated that Allah asked Adam to go to someone, we do not know to whom, so he might say the greetings, Al-Salamu Alaikum, which means peace be upon you. When he said that, they said to him, those obviously the one whom Adam spoke to, and peace be upon you too, and the mercy of Allah and his blessings. Then Ibn Kathir stated that Allah told Adam, this is your greetings, and this is the greetings of your descendants. Notice why Muslim scholars make a big deal about these greetings. It's very simple. It is because they want us to know that Adam was a Muslim man. He literally said the Islamic greeting from the beginning, from the day he was created. And notice also that no one had used such greeting until Muhammad said these greetings to his followers. That is, after Muhammad claimed to be a prophet after the age of 40, then Adam asked Allah, who are my descendants? Then Allah said, choose one of my hands, O Adam. He said, I choose your right hand, my Lord, and both of your hands are right, my Lord. Think about that, my dear friends. Muslims do not believe that Jesus is God because Jesus was a human. But in the same time, as you read their books, which is written by their scholars, you see that God, Allah, the God of Muhammad, had hands, had feet, had eyes, and he literally have all the body which is rejected for Jesus Christ. The only difference between the hands of Jesus and the hands of Allah is Jesus has one right hand and one left hand, but Allah has two right hands. Why is that? Because the left hand is a weak hand, and Muslims do not believe that Allah have anything in him that is weak. Which means what? It means that Allah has two right hand, two right eyes, two right ears, two right legs, which is nonsense. For the Bible clearly teaches us that God is spirit, and the only one who have body is the Word of God, Jesus Christ, who became human. And Jesus was like any other man, except without sin. Well, anyway, after Adam asked Allah to open his right hand, we read, so Allah spread his palm and showed Adam's descendants, and they were lights in his hand. One of these lights was a small light. So Adam asked, O Lord, who is this? He said, this is your son David. Then Adam asked, so how long will he live? Allah said, 60. I made him 60. So Adam asked Allah, O Lord, give him from my age that he may live 100 years. So Allah did that, and he brought a witness for that. So when it was time for Adam to die, Allah sent the angel of death, and Adam said, didn't I have another 40 years? The angel said, didn't you give it to your son David? So Adam denied this, and his descendants also denied it. This was simply one of the many fairy tales which Muslim scholars wrote to us about Adam. And to continue with our study of creation and science of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.